So hello, good afternoon. It's quite a problem for me now. You know, being the first one after lunch break is always terrible because it's not only me who's tired, but I guess some of you will always also be tired. And I'd like to start with some exercise to bring you up. So it's a very easy exercise. Great. My name is Herbert Denk. I'm director of marketing with the Austrian License Fee Organization. And just want to ask you first, who's paying a license fee? Hands up. It's almost everyone. And of those who are paying license fees, who likes to pay a license fee? What should the license fee collecting organization do that you very much more like paying license fees? Any suggestions? Any ideas? Not really, huh? Yeah, I thought so. So, what influences people paying a license fee? In our BFA class, the marketing, we were thinking almost a year ago about the reasons why people are paying license fees. What's behind paying license fees? Okay, you can say it's the law. Well, it's quite simple. It's correct, but, well, it's also some kind of fair play. It's moral. And threat could also be a stimulus for paying license fees. Perhaps in some countries, the concept of the public service broadcaster. Some broadcasters providing programs that seem to be of a very broad interest. Other broadcasters, possibly not. We, for example, have in Austria the discussion that some people are saying to us that the Austrian Broadcasting Organization is bringing more or less the same program as the free broadcasters. So what's the difference between a public broadcaster and a free broadcaster? The effectiveness of a collection organization could also be stimulants for paying license fees. So I'm not telling about that people like paying their license fees, but they're just that they're paying license fees. Giving them information and arguments. Why do you have to pay license fees? How do you have to pay license fees? I think that's a very important task for collection agencies such as us, that we give people the information why it is good to pay license fees. How do we reach people with our sales channels? How is the quality of the data we are working with? And, of course, as I already said, the perception of the quality of the programs is very important for people. And remembering the last presentation we had with the changes in technology and the changes in the way people come to contents, perception of quality of programs seems to be more and more important than it was in the past. The image of both organizations, the collection agency and the broadcaster, of course, the price is what people have to pay equivalent to what they get. In Austria, for example, you have to pay on a yearly basis 280 euros for the license fee. And seems to be over 12 months not so high a price. But for some people, it could very well be a very, very tough regulation. Do people have trust in the system of the collection of the public broadcasting? What is the quality of service the broadcaster is offering, but also the license fee organization is offering? What personal experience do people have with the collection body? You know, the nice people mainly coming in the evenings, knocking on your door, asking you if you're paying license fees or not. It's not always a very convenient surprise, agreeable surprise, when someone like this is knocking at your door and asking you if you're paying. And in general, the perception of the TV license systems, if people think that this is still an agreeable way of having programs, having content. The mode of collection of license fees is varied as the motivation of paying. And you know that the organizational structure of collection bodies and the instruments they are using differ from country to country, ranging from tax systems to collection through independent legal bodies. For example, license fee as a tax or parafiscal tax, like in the Netherlands or in France. We've heard something of this already today. There is even collection through electricity companies in Greece and Cyprus and Turkey. Telephone companies could be the ones who are collecting the license fee. In Bosnia-Herzegovina or Montenegro, it takes place. Collection through post offices like in Ireland, through an independent legal body or a company in a way of an open competitive bidding like the Billag in Switzerland. Or an independent legal body owned by the national broadcaster like the Austrian organization. Or the collection through a department of the national broadcaster in Norway, in Denmark, in Italy. Looking at Germany, the collection through an organization being a part of the national broadcasting station, but without legal form and non-profit oriented. Or through a national broadcaster who has outsourced all activities to partner companies independent of the broadcaster, and only the management is executed by the broadcasting company or by a department within the broadcasting company, like with the BBC in the UK. But I think when we are looking on the different ways of collecting license fees and on the future of collecting license fees, we have to bear in mind that it's not only a legal problem. It's also something about communication. Because I think at the beginning of my statement, it's the law. And it's very easy to say it's the law, you have to pay, and if you don't pay, you get a fine or you will be punished, even incarcerated. And therefore, it's very, very important, even in those changing times we are faced with, that people know and understand under what circumstances and how license fees are to be paid and why they have to be paid. And looking at the last presentation, what is a receiver of broadcast? Is it still a TV set? Is it a radio? Is it a computer, a mobile phone, or a car stereo? I think this question and this necessity to communicate on license fees and on the purpose of the public broadcaster becomes more and more relevant than in the past. Lots of our countries in the BFA and others are spending a lot of money on communication already. And they are doing TV spots, radio spots, as we will see in the next presentation, even viral communication more and more. And the question is, and I was asked sometimes, why is it necessary to do so? Because it's the law. Why do you do marketing? Why do you have marketing activities? Do you think that people will be more willing to pay when they have a TV spot on their screen showing them that it's necessary to pay license fees? I would say yes. And I would say you have to build up pressure not to show them the finger and to tell them you have to pay, but also to give them the feeling that what they're paying for is more or less a sensible thing. The experience shows, at least with Austria, that building up pressure by applying different communication, marketing and enforcing instruments helps to bring people to accept and paying the license fee and at the same time decrease the number of evaders. We have made the experience in Austria that when we have a time of, let's say, 1 month or so, without any communication, no TV spots, no radio spots, no advertisements, the number of new customers decreases. And when we are on a certain level of communication, the number is on a high level or is increasing. From the 12 months a year, We have in Austria 10 months with TV presence, with radio presence, and even with print. Marketing instruments might be telemarketing, especially Sweden, Finland, and Austria are using this tool. Direct mails in almost every country. Most of the countries are getting data from households, from people, writing them, asking them to pay license fees if they are not already customers. TV and radio advertising, cooperation with different outlets like post offices or bank institutes, giving the forms to post offices so that people are able to get the forms they need to fill in to get the license fee. The website, which is used in almost all member countries of the BFA, and the much-liked field force, so the nice people knocking on the door in the evening. Coming back to the beginning of my presentation, what influences people paying a license fee? Moral threat law, etc. The perception of quality of programs, the image, the price, the trust in the system, the quality of the service. Have to bear in mind, what does this relate to the future and what we are faced with in the future? We've heard in the last presentation that the future is already here and that the ways people are getting content, are experiencing information, entertainment, are getting more and more different, are getting more and more different to what they had in the past. Technology, new media, internet, I think, is one of the great things we have to be faced with. Digitalization. And the census is changing. Individualism, more and more single households, size of families diminishes. And we experience a certain kind of selfishness. What's in for me? What's in for me paying a license fee for a program I don't even like and I don't even want to see? Globalization. We have access to more and more programs from other countries. With satellite TV, we are able to receive some 300, 400, 500 different programs. So why do we have a national broadcaster? Why do we have to pay for a national broadcaster? Demand for value for money. I pay for what I use and I pay for what I'm interested in. We have to bear in mind that this is an important thing, and even for all of us working in some way or another in a broadcasting organization or in a license fee collecting body, this is a very, very, very important development. The economic downturn we are faced with is also a problem. We should use in our communication, as I told you, 280 euros a year paying for something I don't even like. I would think about it if I would do it. And, of course, political debate. We are always within political debates, or politicians from the one party or from the other party have their own ideas, how they are going to change the system, how they want to change the system. We have to think of what we can do to influence them in a sensible way. And therefore, we should understand the impact of all these changes we are faced with on those things that are important for us. We have to have in the countries a law that's appropriate to regulate new technology. It doesn't help us if when we have a very sophisticated law, which doesn't bear in mind that there are other instruments than TV or radios to see or hear programs. And then it's the question, do we have to pay license fee when we have just a computer at home? Even if it's a computer who plays the full Monty, and we can see TV programs as well as radio programs, and we can work with our PowerPoint presentations on the computer, and we can have video on demand and whatever. Public service broadcasting has to be valued. People should understand what part there is public broadcasting. And why it is important to have it. But also something the public broadcaster has to work on, given value for money. And all this together, we should ensure that the collection system is considered effective and appropriate. for what we want to do. Another questions coming up are, with these future developments, what distance should the collecting organization have to the broadcaster? Being a part of it, or being an independent organization, just in charge of collecting the money? What is the relationship between the broadcaster and the collection organization? I mean, the broadcaster, the national broadcaster, has its own interest. We have to produce programs, programs that hopefully will be liked by the people. And on the other hand, the collection body is just here to collect the money and bring it in. But as I said, as it is important for the collection body also to communicate about why it's necessary to pay a license fee, the contact between broadcaster and collecting body should be a very close one. Would be bad if the collection body gives other arguments about the license fee and of the necessity of public broadcasting than the broadcaster itself. How do we use the new technology to communicate? We will see in the next presentation a few examples of how new technology can be used for very efficient communication to people. And we also have to bear in mind that the target group, even in a country, is not always the same. How do you communicate with immigrants? People coming from countries where there is no license fee, but coming in your country where there is a license fee to be paid. How do you explain this to them? And we started with ethno-marketing last year in Austria, trying especially to reach out for Turkish minority and several Croats in Austria. And there's some little but starting successes. Yes, I think this is what we are faced with, what we have to concentrate on, what we have to answer to. And I would like to give over now to my colleagues from Sweden, who will bring a very interesting example how communication about license fees could be a success. Thank you very much.